Tom Karkelman, the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be cloudy, breezy. Chance for some snow showers, high near 33. In Kenosha right now, 31 degrees, 29 in Burlington. Milwaukee, it's 33 and it's 31 in Racine. City of Racine DPW worker who was killed when he was pinned up against his truck on Washington Avenue earlier this month was remembered yesterday. It was a standing room only funeral service at Racine's Festival Hall. The Reverend Richard Jones telling the audience that the gathering wasn't about being sad, but rather to celebrate the life and legacy of Mark Gates, who was also a pastor at Christ Chapel Baptist Church. Racine Mayor John Dickert said the lesson to be learned from the death is to watch out for your fellow man.
They drive crazy, they drive fast, they drive stupid. And less than a week later, one of our people were keeping an eye out, and thank God he was, because he almost got hit by somebody that did almost the exact same thing. So people are just stupid sometimes. And we hope that Mark and God shines a light down on people and says, hey, drive because people matter. So slow down. No, we're going to arrest him.
Mayor Dickert said the staff referred to Gates as Mr. Sunshine because of his attitude all the time when he came to City Hall. It was a big group of city DPW workers in bright yellow T-shirts in Gates' honor. They attended along with clergy from as far away as Michigan. Formal charges of first-degree reckless endangerment of safety and first-degree reckless injury filed by the Racine County DA's office against 41-year-old Union Grove resident Phyllis Medea, that for the shooting of her husband this week. Medea arrested a short time after being treated for some minor injuries at Ascension All Saints Hospital. Her husband, Conrad, airlifted to Frederick Hospital for treatment of a single gunshot wound to the stomach. Criminal complaint indicates the victim was drunk when the couple got into a verbal and physical argument. A witness told investigators the victim punched Medea in the face as she tried to walk away when he tried to grab one of two guns she was holding, one of them going off. Medea returns to court next week for a preliminary hearing. Charges filed in Racine County against a West Bend man in connection with an alleged sexual assault that occurred more than a year ago. 27-year-old James Oros Jr. accused of second-degree sexual assault and two counts of possessing a controlled substance. The alleged victim telling police that after a night of drinking in November of 2015, she woke up in bed to Oros having sexual contact with her, but claimed that she was unable to speak or to move. DNA on the woman, a match to Oros, according to the criminal complaint, which also indicates she had oxycodone in her system. Oros scheduled back in court January 4th for a preliminary hearing. Well, sooner or later, members of the Wisconsin State Patrol say every trooper gets involved in an accident that is not their fault. Inspector Scott Linek says that one recent example, a trooper working an I-41 accident scene near the Fond du Lac, Dodge County lines.
As we're cleaning up, getting the car out of the ditch, that's when Trooper Bowman went to the other side of the highway to deal with another car in the ditch. And then, you know, I hear him call on the radio that he got hit by a car. That's very unnerving feeling.
Driver who hit the trooper's vehicle going the speed limit at the time, but it was heavily snowing at the time, which meant it was too fast for the conditions, according to Linek, says it's another reminder for motorists to slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. Federal investigators now looking into whether the men in charge of a train that derailed near Alma in 2015 were to blame. A new report suggests that the engineer and the operator were too fatigued, according to the report's word, while driving that train full of ethanol. The train derailed, spilling 20,000 gallons of the ethanol near the Mississippi River in the process. It's kind of like buying needed everyday office supplies, only this involves emergency medical supplies for the Racine Fire Department, and it covers an entire year, and it's a little bit more in-depth in terms of the bidding process. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper talking to the Finance Committee recently about getting five bid responses on a process which allows more than just one contract.
This bid is a little bit different. We do award by line item, and we have a vast list of items that we buy for emergency medical services. And what we do is we just pick the lowest bidder, and that is who the fire department will order from for the year of 2017.
She explained the detailed spreadsheet, which of the bidders had the lowest cost on each of the requested item. Total cost of the medical supply is going to be covered in the 2017 council-approved budget allocation of $105,000. The Racine Unified School Board in the new year is going to be dealing with borrowing issues that relate to the Sportsplex and Real School project, the alternative education site, and the Gerstead heating and cooling refit, all of which got attention at a recent work session. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen reminded board members of $20 million in approved borrowing authority from back in the spring, with the chance of a state loan playing a role in the process.
We put in an application, then their board turns around and approves it or whatever. Then it comes back to us, and then we take out the loan. So the source, either the state trust fund loan or the open market, will be based on interest rates. We work with Baird and Company, and they're monitoring this.
Should it be an open market for borrowing, Hazen explained, it's a fairly straightforward process.
Then Baird will put the issuance out there, and the bids will come in the day of the board meeting. So the bids would be due on Monday, whatever it would be. And then we'll have the resolution and everything filled out and to the board prior to that, but there'll be blanks which say who we chose and what the interest rate would be.
The alternative education program that's planned under one roof, the former Curtin Medical Clinic building, and the Jurstedt project cost, that's more than $8 million to replace a monstrous old boiler system. We're seeing school board decisions on these items expected in the first quarter of next year. Speaking of money, Kroger's going to be spending over $50 million to renovate Pick and Save stores next year. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has Kroger about 40% of the grocery market in Metro Milwaukee right now, thanks to its buyout of Roundy's last year. The grocery chain had already been remodeling Pick and Save stores in Madison and the Fox Valley. Well, during the height of the holiday season, you got the State Department of Health Services and epidemiologist Tom Hopp saying that people really need to take care of avoiding the flu, including getting vaccinated.
It's a lot of visiting amongst in nursing homes and visiting the elderly population, visiting young children. Those populations don't get, as much as they get vaccinated, they don't get the protection that a normal healthy adult would get.
Wisconsin has seen a recent spike in flu cases, 161 documented so far this year, 95 requiring time in the hospital, many being older adults. Well, looking back on 2016, one of Wisconsin's leading conservationists says some of the best things that happened, proposed laws that the legislature debated and would have directly impacted a huge number of people, but were stopped because of a pushback from those citizens.
There were a number of pieces of legislation that, frankly, were really bad for conservation and were bad for people in Wisconsin, and some of them were just stopped. Some of the worst pieces of legislation, like privatizing our drinking water systems, for example, was just stopped in the legislature.
That's Carrie Schumann, executive director of Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters, says issues like manure spills and fish kills and lead in water pipes and aging infrastructure, that's a concern to everybody. She says Wisconsinites saw what happened in Flint, Michigan. They want no part of a mess like that. And a study by the State Department of Transportation shows that Wisconsin could raise billions of dollars by tolling U.S. interstates. That report also finds Governor Walker's current road funding plan for the next 2 years, that could cause state roads to worsen over the next decade. That study released a day after Wisconsin's Transportation Secretary Mark Gottlieb announced he'll be resigning in early January. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.